This legislative session, many Republicans want to approve a referendum on tort reform that would also circumscribe the powers of the state Supreme Court. It got a hearing yesterday, and as Arkansas Public Media's Bobby Ampizon reports, lawyers and lawmakers didn't play nice.
Senate Joint Resolution 8 by Mountain View Republican Senator Missy Irvin would limit fees attorneys can collect as well as injury awards for plaintiffs. If this sounds familiar, it's because it was nearly on the ballot last year as Issue 4. The state Supreme Court struck it down just before the election. Any coincidence, then, that this resolution also shifts authority away from the judiciary? Supreme Court Chief Justice Dan Kemp was the first to address the Senate's State Agencies and Governmental Affairs Committee. And he said, essentially,
currently that rulemaking authority under Section 3 of Amendment 80 allows the Supreme Court to exercise that rulemaking authority.
Put simply, Amendment 80 of 2001 says judicial power is vested in the judicial branch. And the state Supreme Court, along with being the state's high court, is also superintendent over all other state courts. Arkansas Bar Association President Denise Hoggard joined Kemp's defense.
Well, the rulemaking authority, we were in agreement with Justice Kemp's statement that it unbalances that separation of power by taking power away from the Supreme Court, where it's properly placed under Amendment 80, and giving it to the legislature.
But as a plaintiff's attorney, Hoggard also thinks it impairs the injured parties in a case against corporations or institutions who might be responsible.
So when I talked about the number, one out of every four Arkansans living at a poverty level and unable to afford to hire lawyers, this is a real access to justice issue, and that's something that all lawyers in the state ought to be united about.
Lawyer Scott Trotter, who has scrutinized ballot issues before the state Supreme Court, got into a heated exchange with Cave Springs Republican Senator Bart Hester. Hester closed his remarks by saying this measure is we the people versus the trial lawyers. Afterward, Trotter responded,
Senator Hester seems to be thinking that this is all about the people versus the trial lawyers, and I just completely disagree with that, because the real movement behind this SJR 8 is by corporate Arkansas out of their own self-interest.
Meanwhile, Green Forest Republican Brian King excoriated State Chamber of Commerce President Randy Zook for misrepresenting a U.S. Chamber of Commerce ranking of state's legal climate for businesses. Zook came armed in support of the resolution with a letter signed by more than 50 corporate executives and board chairmen, and this ranking from the U.S. Chamber's Institute for Legal Reform that says Arkansas is one of the 10 worst tort liability states in America, worse than any state bordering it. So King brought the 2015 report up on his smartphone. Arkansas is ranked 41st, it's true, but that's only one worse than Texas and better than Missouri, Mississippi, and Louisiana. Louisiana's 49th.
Oh, I mean, he just misleads people.
Fellow Republican Senator Gary Stubblefield of Branch himself introduced a tort reform bill as a representative in 2011. He and King both said this resolution is supported by big business interests like the kind Zook presented to the committee. So here's Stubblefield, and you should know that SJR 8 specifically caps damage awards for things like injuries at $250,000.
You know, if my grandmother or my mother gets raped in a nursing home, and I know that's a far-fetched, I mean, $250,000? I don't think so. I don't think so.
So will he oppose it?
I have not made up my mind. I hadn't made up my mind.
Later that afternoon, the resolution passed out of committee by a vote of 5-3. In Little Rock, Bobby Ampizon, Arkansas Public Media.